urogenital diseases, testicular hydrocele, hypertonia, smoking, type 2 diabetes mellitus, atrial fibrillation and stroke were listed in the history of the 76-year-old male patient. Antihypertensive drugs were administered for hypertension and arterial circulatory insufficiency was treated pharmacologically and with physiotherapy as well. 7 years prior to current admission, inguinal herniaplasty was carried out. Current admission was indicated by symptoms related to deep venous thrombosis of the right lower extremity. Ultrasound showed severe arterial circulatory impairment of the limb related to altered arterial blood supply. The signs of venous thrombosis regressed quickly, but the arterial circulation didn't show improvement and of right foot gangrene developed gradually. The patient suffered right hemispherical stroke causing left-sided hemiplegia in the initial days of his current admission. Hypertonia and atherosclerosis played causative role of his stroke. Moreover, right external carotid artery ultrasound revealed a mural thrombus significantly narrowing the lumen of the vessel. Dry gangrene of the right foot necessitated elective right femoral amputation. The patient remained in stable condition with satisfactory cardiorespiratory parameters. His postoperative pain was relieved by oral medication. No surgical complication developed, however, elevated inflammatory parameters were detected, therefore preoperative antibiotic treatment administered continuously postoperatively. Following his postoperative care, the patient was transferred from the surgical department to the Department of Internal Medicine for further treatment. 3 days later, excessive bloody discharge was detected from the surgical wound and sign of septicemia developed. The patient became weak and his mental condition rapidly declined and sopor developed. The patient was able to open eyes on strong pain stimulation, however, no adequate contact could be established. His hemodynamic parameters were stable though. Upper limb edema was observed. Breathing was rhythmic and sufficient at the time. The skin turgor was low and dry, however, icterus, cyanosis were not detected. Ureo infection with typical fever curves was suspected causing his septicemia. Antibiotic treatment, clindamycin, gentamicin, and albumin replacement therapy was initiated. Major analgesics were used to manage his pain. The subcutaneous lower limb edema, ascites and pleural fluid accumulation were detected due to low levels of albumin. The left scrotal compartment significantly enlarged. Transillumination revealed significant fluid accumulation between the testicular layers. Albumin replacement therapy eventually lowered fluid accumulation in the lower limbs. Sudden onset of atrial fibrillation associated with high ventricular heart rate was detected. Pharmacotherapy restituted high frequency, blood pressure pulse rate and oxygen saturation remained in the normal range. Cardiac echocardiography detected elevated pulmonary artery pressure with acceptable left ventricular function. Mild abdominal sensitivity upon palpation indicated abdominal ultrasonography to be performed, which described mild ascites and bilateral mild accumulation of pleural fluid. The investigation showed enlarged gallbladder containing previously verified stones. Hydrops of the gallbladder was not visible. The patient's surgical wound eventually healed properly due to antibiotic treatment and septic wound irrigation. Following temporary improvement, the patient's condition gradually declined and despite all therapeutic efforts eventually passed away due to cardiorespiratory insufficiency. Regarding the incurable conditions, no reanimation was performed. Autopsy verified sepsis on the basis of ureo infection as the direct cause of death, consequently causing circulatory insufficiency. In addition, poor general condition, weakness and systemic diseases contributed to death as well. Autopsy further revealed large left testicular hydrocele forming thin wall, encapsulated cyst in the scrotum with 90 milliliters straw yellow, transparent fluid.